Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, several times in the book of Acts, you'll see the phrase, baptized with the Spirit. One example is in chapter 1, where Jesus told his followers they would be, quote, baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now, John, is this baptism of the Holy Spirit a one-time event for believers, or is it something we should continually seek and experience over and over again after our salvation? A second blessing kind of thing?
Well, the simple answer, of course, Denny, is that it is a one-time event. And it isn't something that one seeks. On the day of Pentecost, they weren't seeking it. The Spirit of God came. They were baptized in that marvelous and unique way, and it happened only once to that group of people. Later on, you remember, it occurs again among another group of people, and then in chapter 19, it occurs again among another group of people as the Lord gives those separate groups of believers the same experience so that all will know that Jews and Gentiles, and even finally the followers of John the Baptist, are all in the same body. And that's what the baptism of the Holy Spirit signifies. It is how Christ places us into the body of Christ. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 12, it says that we have all been baptized by one Spirit into one body. The Bible does not teach that this is a repeatable event or that this is to be sought. If you became a believer, Christ baptized you by His Holy Spirit into the living body, the church. Every believer has that experience once.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from Acts, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.